You know, this can't be difficult to ascertain whether Sweden's sort of welcoming in of refugees policy is leading to increased crime or decreased crime. I was watching Fox News last night and just scratching my head. Tucker Carlson had a couple of guests on, and it's, including a Swedish journalist, after he interviewed Ami Horowitz, and I still can't figure it out. So maybe he can explain it. He's documentary filmmaker, founder of Disruptive Pictures. He's doing a lot of disrupting right now. So let's welcome him on our guest line. Ami, it's nice having you here on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing?
Am I on the Mike Gallagher Show? Is this for real? This is happening?
This is your lucky day, Ami. Can you try to contain yourself now? It is a big day.
It's hard for me to do, buddy.
Well, thank you for spending a few minutes with us, because I'm confused. Help us once and for all. Is crime going up or down in Sweden?
Oh, gee, it drives me. You know, that I have to say, what little hair I have left, I pulled out.
I can relate.
After listening to those two idiots after I was on Tucker's show, shuck and jive to try to show the numbers. I was the only one who showed the raw numbers. They just kept saying it's down. Let me be 100%.
Well, wait a minute. One of them didn't say it was down, although she was babbling about somehow they've redefined what rape means in Sweden or something.
Yeah, I'll get that in a second.
Okay.
Right. So let me make it clear, crystal clear for the audience. Okay, real clear. From 2000, let's take, I'm only looking, when they say crime, here's the trick they do. They say crime is down, right?
Okay.
Crime includes a whole bunch of stuff that we don't care about, okay? If you look at two things, rape and murder, pretty significant things. Can we all agree that's something that you want to know the numbers on? Okay. For rape, from 2006 to 2015, the period they have numbers for, it's the only numbers they have for,
right?
Rape is up 50%. Now, in context, everywhere in Western Europe and the U.S., during that same period, rape is down significantly.
Right.
So that 50% is larger than it seems, because relative to everybody else who's going down, they're going up. That's from BRA, the official keeper of Swedish statistics. That is unimpeachable, okay?
Okay.
Let's talk murder for a second. From 2012 to 2016... murder is up 80%.
Gosh.
That's from BRA. Unimpeachable. Those are the raw numbers. When you hear them say crime, that's when you got to say something's wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not talking murder or rape. They're talking all this other stuff that nobody cares about.
All right, let's go big picture for just a moment. I want to start at the beginning for the benefit of people who haven't followed this and are trying to understand what's really at stake. Tell me about Sweden's refugee policy.
So Sweden is very, very proud, and rightly so, in theory anyways, that they're a humanitarian superpower, right? Mm-hmm. They really are doing something, I think, which is literally selfless. I think they are reaching out their hands to people they think they need to help. I can't fault that, okay? That is a wonderful thing.
People like Syrian, people fleeing Syria and people fleeing other Muslim-dominated countries, right?
Iraq, Afghanistan, from all these places, they're all coalescing in Sweden because Sweden has a tremendous social benefit program. One of the best, if not the best in Europe, where you get free housing, you get cash, you get food, education, clothing allowances. These are all things that anybody who walks in the door gets. I mean, I'm thinking about going in. That's how good it is.
I wonder if they need a radio talk show host.
Yeah, why bang your head in and talk to fools like me all day long? Just head over to Sweden and get a free place.
Okay.
So that's their policy. It's a very open policy, and everybody is going there. So they've and by the way, most people don't realize this. They've taken in more refugees than any country in Europe per capita, bar none. Way more than Germany per capita.
Okay. Now, so as a result, you've got a problem, because you've got people who are willing to speak out, like a Swedish police officer who you've spoken to, correct?
Who spoke to two of them.
Two police officers who spoke on the record about the real problem that Sweden is facing, and yet they were immediately denounced. And I want to see if I can get this straight. In Sweden, it's illegal to say things that are deemed unpopular, and you can be incarcerated for that?
I don't know all about that. I mean, maybe that's part. I didn't get into the weeds on those laws.
I saw the Swedish journalist. I saw the Swedish journalist who Tucker had on acknowledge that, but then she said, "Yeah, but then they dropped it, and they're not going to proceed with prosecuting the guy."
But the fact they even brought up charges at all is insane. It's crazy.
Yes, well, it's hard for us to understand, but socialism is funny that way. All right, so the police officer, one of them, posted a lengthy, you know, epic rant on Facebook, right? And just said, right. Went on and on about, here's what I handled Monday through Friday of this week. Rape, robbery, aggravated assault, rape, extortion, blah, blah, blah. Suspected perpetrators, Ali, Mohammed, Mahmoud, Mohammed, Mohammed, Ali, again. Christopher, oh, what is it, true? Yes, one Swedish name stuck in on the edges of a drug crime, Mohammed, Ali, again. And so in other words, this guy went
on
this.
You don't know if those guys, they could be Seventh-day Adventists.
Mormons?
Who knows?
In other words, the premise of what Trump is pointing out, and as I understand it, the president, when he said, look at Sweden last night, evidently he was literally referring to your conversation with Tucker Carlson on Fox News, wasn't he?
I believe that's exactly what he's referring to. You know, the man's not the most accurate speaker in the world, okay? And I think he muffled what he was saying. I think he meant to say, last night I was watching Tucker Carlson, look what's happening in Sweden.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
And indeed, the White House put out a statement confirming as much, right, that they said he was referring to something he saw on Fox News the night before. But does that change? And let's get to the crux of this, Ami Horowitz. Does this change the assertion that Sweden is being racked right now by violence and the refugee problem is contributing to that?
No, it doesn't change that one iota. It doesn't change that at all. It makes no difference whether or not Trump misspoke or not. The reality of the situation is that they're having these problems, whether or not he misspoke or not. Listen, last night they had a riot. There was a major riot in Rinkeby, the place that I was beat up, right? A major riot in Rinkeby.
Who beat you up?
Oh yeah, you didn't do your show prep, man.
Fill me in.
When I went to Sweden in that video, I went to a no-go zone and I got my butt kicked.
To explain a no-go zone for people who don't know what that means.
It's a good thing. So oftentimes people are saying that no-go zones are these. It's a figment of the conservative imagination. These are areas which are Islamic enclaves.
Yep.
That the police cannot enter.
Right.
And if they do, they'll be attacked.
Sharia law prevails, right?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Mm-hmm. But they're exclusively Islamic enclaves that are forbidden to enter for outsiders.
So Ami Horowitz comes along and goes right into the no go zone.
If you see any of my work, when I hear no go, it means I go.
but at least on one occasion, you were physically assaulted.
Five guys attacked me, jumped on top of me, they choked me, they kicked me. At a certain point, they dragged me into a building where I thought they were going to finish me off. And by the grace of God, somebody opened a door, and it was a foyer of an apartment building, and it spooked them, and I was able to get out.
But here's what's fascinating, and this is what's so frustrating. As Donald Trump takes on fake news and the lying media, let's face it, you would think in any other normal world, in any a normal universe, this would be a big problem. It'd be a big issue that would be reported accurately by the media. The media is not accurately reporting on this, is it?
The opposite. The media is trying to downplay it for the most part, saying, oh, the numbers are wrong, the rape is not up, crime is down, I don't know what you're talking about, everything is good, happy, 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 happy.
And you believe they're doing that, why?
Well, they're doing it because there's a narrative among the left, right? And the narrative among the left is, hey, there are no social costs for bringing in immigrants. Mm-hmm. Let's bring in as many as we possibly can. Let's be good people. Let's bring them in. And they want to make sure that there is no counter-narrative or the truth, not mm-hmm. a counter-narrative, the truth, that there's a social cost.
Right.
To bring in all these Islamic immigration unchecked without proper vetting. I can get into the whole vetting, by the way, if you want to another time or now. It's
sure.
a joke. But that goes against their entire belief system. So, yeah, of course they can do whatever they can. It's an existential threat to their thought, their beliefs. They're going to fight tooth and nail.
And not only that, the head of the Swedish government is a feminist, right?
If you're a Swede, by definition, you're a feminist.
Just Wow. I'm telling you, this is what a world we're living in, that something that's accurate, it can't even be conveyed or and if you doubt what Ami Horowitz is saying, go look online and look at the flames. And what's the town again in Sweden?
Rinkeby.
Riots and fires.
Riots.
I mean, I've seen video. I saw the video yesterday. I almost fell off the couch watching two police officers in Paris and a swarm of men, you know, throwing a Molotov cocktail into the cruiser and the patrol car. These guys almost, you know, got burned alive. And stuff.
How is this acceptable behavior? How are the French and the Swedes accepting this type of behavior?
Right. Well, they're not. I mean, well, they are, but there are Swedes, and they're. I talked to I've got a guy who cuts my hair from France. He cannot believe. He's almost 70 years old. He cannot believe what's happening in his country. And says
fancy
that,
Mike Gallo get his hair cut by a Frenchman.
Yeah, wife found him years ago. He's a great guy. Laurent cuts great hair. All right, you got to come back and visit with me because I really, there's so much. I want to get into the vetting. I want to talk more about the reasons for the media's cover-up. Where do you think we go from here? Is there hope with President Trump and the refugee issue here in the United States?
Listen, let me be totally honest. I was not the biggest Trump supporter. In fact, I was against Trump during the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, so I can be honest here, I don't like his style necessarily, but I can't say I'm disagreeing with any of the moves he's making, in particular the travel moratorium,
right.
Which, by the way, was what it is. I think it's absolutely the smart move. Why are we going to open our gates to countries to people that we don't know where they're coming from, who they are, what they're dealing
with? Right.
I don't know how that doesn't make sense. I don't know if people are up in arms about that. It just seems so simple and obvious to me.
Well, I hope that you'll keep you'll keep exposing it, keep talking about it, come back and join us. You can follow him on Twitter at Ami Horowitz, and you can go to his website, amihorowitz.com. Ami, all the best. I very much appreciate you visiting with us. Please come back soon, and we can fill in some more of these blanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All the best. Take care. Ami Horowitz joining us, a documentary filmmaker, and you can find his project about Sweden called Stockholm Syndrome on YouTube. 13. It's amazing. I mean, this is, you know, riveting stuff, and we got a president who's willing to say, enough already. Enough. Let's take a pause here and look at who's coming into this country.